This is WKSU News. I'm ML Schulze. Ohio has suspended the driver's licenses of more than a million people, many of whom can't afford to get those licenses back. But that does not mean they're not on the road. So until July 31st, the state is offering a limited amnesty. On paper, it looks like Ohio is forgiving $500 million in reinstatement penalties. But in this second of our look at Ohio's official second chances, we see what advocates call a crucial investment in people, jobs, and community. Many poor and working-class people can't afford to stop driving just because their licenses are suspended. The amnesty program now in effect recognizes that, and two other realities many people face. They also can't afford huge reinstatement fees, and paying it off in installments sounds good in theory, but it runs into the reality of people like Brad Mitchell, who's been making payments religiously and would still have needed another two decades to clear away what he owes.
I was pretty much buried up to my neck.
Mitchell didn't get his license until 3 years ago, when he turned 30. Things had just kind of snowballed. He first got nailed for driving without a license when he was 18. He couldn't pay that penalty and afford insurance, but he had to drive to work. So he kept driving and kept getting stopped.
I did it again.
17 agains recorded in Barberton Municipal Court alone, more in Massillon. The penalties quickly escalated to $650 per incident, a mound of debt that soon topped $10,000. He drove uninsured junkers, figuring they wouldn't be missed as much when they were confiscated.
I was always looking over my shoulder for police. I mean, I had to drive without a license, but I had buried myself so bad I couldn't get out.
Mitchell acknowledges his life was less than perfect in other ways, drugs among them. But he got clean, got married, got two jobs, got custody of his kids.
I wanted to be part of their lives. I didn't want to be the father who wasn't around, didn't have a job, who the cops were pulling up to our house over some stuff I was doing, driving without license, towing my car away.
So he got onto a plan to pay off what he owed the state, $50 a month. He figured he'd be in his mid to late 50s by the time he paid it all. But the amnesty program cut the debt by more than two-thirds. Mitchell says he's now down to owing just a few hundred dollars. He's one of an estimated 300,000 people who could qualify for the limited amnesty. Barberton Municipal Judge Todd McKinney is an advocate for the amnesty program, and his court has been active in helping people navigate a complicated process, as it did with Mitchell. McKinney says payment plans alone are a good step, but unrealistic for many, who also must come up with money for insurance and court costs and fines. And he says the penalties can be self-defeating. It's hard to pay for a reinstatement and insurance if you don't have a job, and it's hard to get and hold a job if you don't have a license. So many suspended drivers stay on the road without the state's blessing and insurance. Amnesty changes that dynamic.
This enables people to both get jobs and also to work off their penalties. Without it, what people continue to do is they keep driving, and then my fear is they just give up at some point, and they no longer fear the consequences.
He says they fear them too much, running from police when they're pulled over. The amnesty program has limits, income among them. It reduces or waives only BMV fees, not fines or court costs. Drivers must have complied with all judges' orders, including remedial driving classes and insurance. The program also does not apply to drivers whose licenses were suspended because of alcohol, drugs, or guns. Bill Dowling runs the amnesty program for the University of Akron Legal Clinic. About 50 people on a Saturday morning meet with volunteers who help them navigate the online process. A representative of the Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles mans a computer to answer questions. Dowling says on paper, Ohio is owed more than $500 million by people whose licenses the state suspended. But he maintains the state was never going to see most of that money, and lawmakers have been sensitive to a different argument.
They want to, for the benefit of the state of Ohio, get people to work and get people to work in legitimate jobs, paying taxes, etc.
The Ohio State Bar Association is lobbying the legislature to extend the program beyond July 31st. But if lawmakers don't do it, higher courts may. A federal judge in Tennessee recently ruled that state's reinstatement requirements were unconstitutional because they unfairly penalized poor people who couldn't pay the fees. In one swoop, 250,000 people got their licenses back. For now, Ohio is doing it one license at a time. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.